各位弟兄姊妹晚安。
Good evening。
谢谢诗班为我们献的这样好的一首诗。
Special thanks to the choir for such a beautiful hymn。
谢谢主的恩典，让我们再一次有机会面对柴船的挑战。
I thank the mercy of God that we can once again face the challenge of mission。
也很高兴有机会回到 Boston 教会跟弟兄姊妹一同来分享这一方面的信息。
Of course, I'm very glad to have this opportunity to come before you and share this message。
迈向二千。
Towards 2000。
在过去两三年、三四年，整个的世界在变。
In the past 3 or 4 years, there are tremendous changes in the world。
记得我上一次跟大家一同来参加柴船年会的时候。
I still remember the last time we were together thinking about mission。
东欧跟苏联还没有分开。
At that time, Eastern Europe was still with the Soviet Union。
苏联也没有瓦解。
There was still the Soviet Union。
可是今天世界的情形大不相同。
But as we speak today, the political situation has changed.
并且大大的影响柴船的事工。
And it greatly influences the work of mission.
我想我们身为基督徒，不得不注意到这样大的改变。
As Christians, we have to pay attention to these great changes.
两年前，主让我和戴师母离开新加坡到香港。
2 years ago, the Lord allowed me and Mrs. Taylor to leave Singapore and to go to Hong Kong.
那么到了香港，我们跟在香港教会一起面对97。
And together with the churches in Hong Kong, we faced the challenge of 1997.
虽然有很多的人离开香港。
Although many people left Hong Kong,
我发现香港教会对97真是有一个很大的挑战。
I found that the churches in Hong Kong found 1997 a great challenge.
有的就觉得这是一个空前的机会传福音。
And some feel that this is a tremendous opportunity for evangelism.
我想，这实在不错。
And this is indeed correct.
在两年前、三年前，我们不断地听到一个新的名词。
2 or 3 years ago, we keep on hearing this new terminology.
就讲到一个新世界秩序。
Called saying a new world order.
在政治方面，有人以为我们已经踏进一个新世界秩序。
Politically, some thought that we have reached this new world order.
我没有资格来讲这一方面。
I'm not qualified to speak about that.
但是在宣教方面，在拆船方面，我觉得我们真是已经踏入一个新世界秩序。
But with regards to mission, I believe we have reached a new world order.
对于我们华人教会真是一个很大的挑战。
Especially to the Chinese church is a great challenge.
我觉得我们迈向二千的时候真是有一个新的使命，一个新的责任。
We have a new responsibility and commission as we march towards the year 2000.
那么今天晚上我愿意跟弟兄姊妹一同看圣经。
For tonight, I would like to turn with you together into the scriptures.
从主前两千年到主后两千年。
We will look into the history 2,000 years prior to the birth of Christ, all the way back to 2,000 years after Christ.
那么今天晚上要讲4000年的历史，实在这个太大了。
We will be speaking about 4,000 years of history.
但是我想看圣经的时候就清楚看见主要我们注意的大使命。
But when you look into the scriptures, then you see very clearly the great commission that the Lord has in mind for us.
神的呼召不只是要我们传福音。
The calling of God on us is not just to share the gospel.
很多的时候我们来到一个差传年会,
Very often when we come to such a missionary conference,
我们会问到底我有没有你有没有一个好像宣教方面的呼召。
We often ask whether myself or others have this missionary call.
但是我觉得我们身为基督徒应该明白一件事情。
But as Christians, we have to understand this.
我们都是蒙召的人。
We are all called by mercy of God.
大家记得在罗马书8章28节。
In Romans chapter 8, verse 28,
我们最熟悉的一节的经文,
perhaps a very familiar scripture to all of us,
万事互相效力叫爱神的人得益处,
all things work for good to those who love God.
那么在下面保罗就说, 就是按他旨意被召的人,
but what follows is this, Paul says, who have been called according to his purpose.
那就是讲到一般的基督徒。
This talks about ordinary Christians.
我们都是按他旨意被召的人。
We have been called according to God's purpose.
只要我们是身为基督徒,
so that we can become Christians.
我们是被召的人。
We are those who have been called.
那么保罗在他的书信里面, 就更清楚地讲到我们在哪一方面, ,被召。
And in his other letters, Paul expounds on where, in what areas we have been called.
像罗马书第一章六节,
For example, Romans 1, chapter 6, verse 6.
他说, 我们是蒙召属耶稣基督的人。
We were told that we are called to belong to Jesus Christ.
所以我们 不只是保罗写信的对象,
so that we are not only an audience to which Paul is writing a letter,
就是我们每一位都是, 蒙召属基督的人,
we are all called to belong to Jesus Christ.
这是何等神圣的身份,
what a holy calling.
同时保罗就让我们知道, 神拣选我们, 召我们, 要我们过一个圣洁的生活。
And then it's very clear that Paul wrote that when God calls us, he calls us to live a sanctified life.
罗马书1章7节,
and that is written in verse 7.
他说, 封召做圣徒的人,
he said to those who are called to be saints.
保罗给在罗马的基督徒写信,
Paul was writing to the Christians in Rome.
他说, 你们这些收信的人,
and he says, for those of you who are receiving this letter,
是封召做圣徒的,
you are called to be saints.
求主帮助我们知道, 今天在这样一个黑暗的社会, 神也是一样的召我们。
May the Lord help us to see that in this dark age of today, He gives us the same call.
在哥林多前书第1章第9节,
in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 9,
保罗又讲到我们蒙召的事情,
Paul again refers to the fact that we were called by God.
他说, 被他所召好与他儿子一同得分。
Here Paul says, God has called you into fellowship with His Son, Jesus Christ.
感谢赞美主。
We praise our Lord.
看让我们在耶稣基督里面来享受, 这样的身份,
that we can enjoy this relation with Jesus Christ.
不只是我们与主有这样的关系,
not only do we have such a relation with God,
我们彼此之间有同样的关系,
but we have the same relation with each other.
所以在哥罗西书第3章, 保罗是这样讲的。
So in Colossians chapter 3, Paul says,
15节,
verse 15,
蒙召归为一体,
he said, as members of one body, you were called to peace.
这样子, 拣选我们，呼召我们，要我们合而为一。
So God calls us to unity.
要我们享受基督徒的团契。
To enjoy Christian fellowship.
在加拉太书信第五章十三节。
And in Galatians chapter 5 verse 13,
保罗又讲到蒙召的事情。
Paul again mentions being called.
他说蒙召是要得自由。
There Paul says you were called to be free.
就是不是放纵情欲的自由。
Not the freedom to indulge in our sinful nature.
而是在耶稣基督里面得到真正的自由。
But true freedom in Jesus Christ.
还有。我们看彼得的书信。
There's more in the letters of Peter, for example.
彼得前书他一直讲到蒙召的事情。
In his first letter, Peter mentioned many times we were being called.
一方面蒙召做耶稣基督的见证。
To be called to be his witness.
第二方面讲到蒙召为主受苦。
Called to his sufferings.
哦，这是我们没有想到的。
Perhaps we never thought of that.
其实我们在中国大陆的弟兄姊妹，他们真正体验到这一件事情。
But for our fellow brothers and sisters in the church in China, they have lived this testimony.
蒙召为主受苦。
Called to be part of his fellowship of his suffering.
事实上，保罗自己，要证明他是基督的仆人。
And Paul testified that he is the servant of Jesus Christ.
他用什么来证明呢？
How can he prove that he is indeed such a servant?
他并没有用这个觉知的人数。
He did not show this by counting the number of people who made decisions for Christ.
他更没有用他设立教会的数目。
He doesn't count the number of churches that he has established.
在罗马，在哥林多，在雅典，在腓立比等等。
Even though he can count to his credit churches in many places.
连提他都没有提这一方面。
He never even mentioned this.
他用什么来证明他是基督的仆人？
But when he claims that he is a servant of God.
说我是为主受苦。
He claims that he has suffered for Christ.
这一件事情就证明我是基督的仆人。
This event alone signifies that I am a servant of God.
事实上，你记得《使徒行传》第九章也讲到这一件事情。
Perhaps you recall in Acts chapter 9, a similar event was recorded.
当保罗信主的时候，
When Paul turned to Christ,
他要进大马色。
He wanted to enter Damascus.
后来神就对亚拿尼亚说，
And God told Ananias,
你去给他按手，
Go and lay your hands on Paul.
为他祷告，
Pray for him.
为什么呢？他说他是我所拣选的器皿。
And God told Ananias, he is a vessel that I have chosen.
我已经告诉他，他是我所拣选的器皿。
I have told Paul that he is a vessel chosen by me.
并且他要为我的名受许多的苦难。
And he will suffer for my name's sake.
所以保罗、彼得很清楚明白这一方面的真理。
So Paul and Peter understood this truth.
我们蒙召是为基督耶稣受苦。
We are called to share in his fellowship of suffering.
他也讲到我们蒙召是享受将来的荣耀。
And we also call to the future glory.
你看新约圣经讲到我们蒙召，讲到很多很多方面。
So you see in the New Testament we are told we are called to many many things.
其实彼得在前书三章就告诉我们，
In 1 Peter chapter 3 he said,
我们蒙召好叫我们承受福气。
We are called so that we can receive blessing.
虽然我们讲到做圣徒，
although we mention we are called to be saints,
我们讲到为耶稣做见证，
we are told we are called to be his bear testimony for him,
讲到我们蒙召受苦，
we are to call to suffering,
可是彼得清楚地说我们蒙召是享受福气。
But also very clearly, Peter says we are called to enjoy his blessings.
那么这几天我们特别想到蒙召为主做见证。
For these 3 days, I would like to emphasize on being called to bear testimony.
蒙召传讲主的福音。
That we are called to share the good news of God.
使万民可以享受福音的好处。
So that all nations can enjoy the blessings of the good news.
因为今天在世界还有许多的人，还有许多的群体完全没有得着福音的好处。
Even today, there are many people groups who have not received the blessings of the good news.
当我们看旧约的时候，
And as we look into the days of the Old Testament,
我们看新约的时候，
As we look into the New Testament,
我们会发现几件事情。
We will discover several things.
福音的好处不是光为一种人。
The blessings of God's good news is not limited to a few groups.
是为万民。
It's for all people.
所以圣经不断地讲到万民。
So the scriptures always mention all nations, all people.
并且神要用各种不同的人，使那些没有福音的人可以得着福音的好处。
And God will use different types of people so that all the peoples of the world can receive this blessing.
很多的时候我们以为传福音的人只有全世界的一个传道人。
Some of the times we might think that, oh, these are limited to those who are full-time ministers.
光是宣教士。
They are missionaries.
甚至我们以为西方人是宣教士。
Or we think it has to be Caucasians to be missionaries.
可是这些观念都不合乎圣经。
These are not biblical.
让我们现在回到圣经的真理。
So let us return to the truth in the Bible.
从主前2000年前
2000 years prior to the birth of Christ.
神在那个时候已经显明他的美意。
There, the will of God has been shown.
神的永恒的计划已经显明出来。
His eternal purpose has been shown.
请各位看《创世纪》第十二章。
Let's turn to the book of Genesis, chapter 12.
在这里，神就拣选一个人，要他成为万人的这个祝福。
There, God chose one person so that all nations will be blessed through him.
要神的恩典，神的祝福，透过那个人，流到万民。
That the blessing of God can flow to the world through this person.
请听主的话。
Hear the word of God.
创世纪十二章第一节。
Genesis 12, verse 1.
第二节。
Verse 2.
耶和华对亚伯兰说，你要离开本地本族父家，往我所要指示你的地区。我必叫你成为大国，我必赐福给你，叫你的名为大，你也要叫别人得福。
The Lord said to Abraham, leave your country, your people, and your father's household, and go to the land I will show you.I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing.
第三节
Verse 3.
为你祝福的，我必赐福与他；那咒诅你的，我必咒诅他。地上的万族都要因你得福。
I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. And all peoples on earth will be blessed through you.
请弟兄姊妹注意一件事情。
Pay attention to this.
神要帮助这位亚伯拉罕明白两件事情。
God wanted Abraham to understand two things.
神要赐福给他。
God will bless him.
并且透过他使更多的人享受神的祝福。
And through him bless all peoples.
那么这位亚伯拉罕是谁？
Who is this Abraham?
他不是西方人。
He is not a Caucasian.
可以，我们可以说他是犹太人的先祖，他们的国父。
You can say that he is the founding father of Israel or the Jews.
虽然回教徒也 也称他为他们的祖先。
Although the Muslim will also count that they are descendants of Abraham.
我们在这里就看见一件事情。
But here we see this one thing.
神就拣选了亚伯拉罕。
God chose Abraham.
他不是一个传道人。
He is not a minister.
他不是全时间要侍奉神的人。
He is not someone who serves God full time.
我们可以说他是放羊的。
You can say he is a shepherd.
他在农业方面有他的工作主要的是在农业方面。
His major work is in agriculture.
神就拣选他。
But God chose him.
说你要听我的话。
And told him, listen to me.
离开本地父家。
Leave your country and your father's house.
我要你去的地方你就去吧。
Go where I want you to go.
神的要求是要亚伯拉罕把神的事情摆在第一位。
God's command was that Abraham will put his will first.
你先做我拣选你做的事情。
Do first the things I have chosen you to do.
虽然你不完全，你现在不明白我要做什么。
Even though you're not perfect yet, you do not understand why I'm asking you to do this.
你去吧。
But go nevertheless.
亚伯拉罕信神，他也顺服神。
Abraham trusted in God and he obeyed.
他成为万国的祝福。
And became a blessing to all nations.
这是主前两千年前。
This occurred over 4,000 years ago.
到了主前一千年的时候。
How about 3,000 years ago?
我们看大卫。
King David.
撒母耳记上第十七章就告诉我们
In 1 Samuel chapter 17 we were told
大卫面对哥利亚的时候
When David faced Goliath
他有一个心
He had this heart
他盼望全世界能够明白神在以色列人当中
He wanted the whole world to know that there's a God in Israel.
你看他的心胸多么宽大。
See, he has such a big heart.
他盼望全世界能够知道以色列人有神。
He wanted the whole world to know that God is in Israel.
再请看大卫在诗篇第六十七篇所写的。
Let us turn to also some of his writings. For example, the 67th Psalm.
诗篇第六十七篇
The 67th Psalm
大卫就说愿神怜悯我们赐福于我们用怜光照我们好叫世界得知你的道路万国得知你的救恩
May God be gracious to us and bless us and make his face shine upon us that your ways may be known on earth your salvation among all nations
大卫不是一个宣教士。
David was not a missionary.
圣经就称他为先知是不错的。
Yes, the scriptures called him a prophet. That is true.
可是大卫本来也是放羊的。
But David started out as a shepherd.
后来也做了一位有名的国王。
Later on, he became a great king.
大卫在这里有一个非常宝贵的祷告。
But here we see this precious prayer.
他说神啊求你怜悯我们。
Said God be gracious to us.
你赐福于我们。
Bless us.
我想这是我们每一个人的祷告。
I'm sure this is our prayer as well.
我们常常说主啊求你赐福给我们。
We always pray God bless us.
可能这是最普通的祷告。
This is probably the most common prayer.
但是我们有没有注意到大卫为什么这样祷告？
But did we notice why David prayed like this?
为什么要这样赐福于我们？
Why is he asking God to bless us?
我觉得我们很少有这样大的心胸。
Perhaps we do not have such a big heart as David.
我们平常就盼望神祝福我们，那就得了吧。
We are very satisfied with the fact that God blesses us.
可是第二节就说
But in verse 2 it says,
你为什么赐福给我们。
It tells us the reason why David wants God to bless us.
好叫世界得知你的道路，万国得知你的救恩。
So that your ways may be known on earth and your salvation among all nations.
我盼望我们在 Boston 的华人教会真是有这样的祷告。
My wish is that the Chinese church in Boston will have a similar prayer.
到了主前750年的时候，
When we come to about 700 years before the birth of Christ,
我们看见以赛亚的他的启示，他的时候，
The revelation of God came upon Isaiah.
以赛亚第45章。
In the book of Isaiah, chapter 45,
请各位看第五节。
We can look at verse 5.
神说，我是耶和华，在我以外，并没有别神。除了我以外，再没有神。你虽不认识我，我必给你束腰。从日出之地到日落之处，使人得知，知道，除了我以外，没有别神，我是耶和华，在我以外没有别神。
I am the Lord, and there is no other. Apart from me, there is no God. I will strengthen you, though you have not acknowledged me, so that from the rising of the sun to the place of its setting, men may know there is none besides me. I am the Lord, and there is no other.
第五节就说，我必给你束腰。
In verse 5, we are told God says, I will strengthen you.
这个你听英文啊，好像束腰就是给力量，给能力的意思。
The Chinese translation is slightly different from the English.
那么在这边为什么要给能力呢？
But why is it here that God is giving him strength?
第六节就说得很清楚。
In verse 6, it's very clear.
使人都知道。
So that men may know.
什么人呢?
What kind of men?
从日出之地到日落之处，全世界的人都可以知道一件事情。
From the rising of the sun to its setting, that means the whole world will know of this fact.
知道什么呢?
What fact?
除他以外，别无拯救。
That there is no salvation other than in the Lord Jesus.
除他以外，别无拯救。
There is no salvation besides found in Christ.
除他以外，别无真神。
There is no other God.
所以以赛亚也有这样的看见。
So Isaiah had this revelation.
那么到了主前450年的时候。
And when we approach the 400th year before the birth of Christ,
我们看见有尼希米，有以斯拉。
We see the life of Nehemiah and Ezra.
以斯拉是一位祭司。
Ezra was a priest.
他是全世间研究神的话。
He spends his whole time studying the Word of God.
可是尼希米是一位可以说是一位公务员。
But Nehemiah, you can say, is a government official.
有相当高地位的一个公务员。
He had, in fact, a very high position.
可是你看这两卷书的时候，
But when you read the books that record their deeds,
我们发现两位都有主的恩手在他们的身上。
We discovered that in both of their lives, the hand of God was on them.
无论是这位全世间的神的仆人，还是这位代职的神的仆人，都是神所使用的人。
God used both of them, whether they were full-time or whether they were serving God with their profession.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为神要复兴以色列国。
Because God's will is to revive the nation.
神要把他的恩典送到全世界。
God's will is to bless the whole world through Israel.
那么我们就看到马拉基的时候，
And when we turn to the book of Malachi,
跟刚才我们看的这个以赛亚书有差不多一样的话。
We see similar words as recorded in the book of Isaiah.
请各位看马拉基书一章第十一节。
Book of Malachi, chapter 1, verse 11.
这里就说，万军之耶和华说，从日出之地到日落之处，我的名在外邦中必尊伟大。
My name will be great among the nations, from the rising to the setting of the sun, says the Lord Almighty.
所以我们在旧约圣经，从主前两千年，一直到降生的时候。
So when we look into the Old Testament, 2,000 years prior to the birth of Christ, all the way to his birth,
神的旨意显明出来。
We see the will of God revealed.
他的爱是给万民的。
His love is to the whole world.
并且他要用各种的人要把这种爱赐给没有神爱的人。
He will use all kinds of different people to bring his love to those who do not have his love.
可是我们发现一件事情。
But we discover the following.
只有少数的人明白这一方面的真理。
Only a small number of people understood this truth.
并且只有少数的人肯把自己摆在神的手里面，被主所用。
And only a very small number of people are willing to let God use them.
很多的人会说，主啊，求你祝福我们。
Many will pray to God and say, Lord, bless me.
我们要的是你的赐福。
We want your blessing.
可是他们不肯让这种的恩典从他们自己的身上流露出去。
But they are unwilling to let this blessing flow forth from them to others.
当神的恩典临到他们身上的时候，
When the blessing of God come upon them,
有的时候他们自高自大。
Sometimes they become proud and boastful.
有的时候他们觉得这是理所当然的。
Sometimes they feel they deserve it.
我们是上帝的选民。
We are the chosen people of God.
他们看不起别人。
So they look down upon others.
这完全不是神的旨意。
They were totally out of the will of God.
他们的心不符合神的心。
Their heart was not the heart of God.
当我们看到新约的时候，
When we turn to the New Testament,
我们再一次看到神的呼召。
Again, we see the calling of God.
神不只是呼召旧约的亚伯拉罕。
God did not only call Abraham of Old Testament time.
新约的许多的人，神一样的来拣选。
God chose many in the New Testament times.
在路加福音第二章有这样的记载。
In Luke chapter 2, we see.
你记得当耶稣降生的时候，
You remember after Jesus was born,
玛利亚跟约瑟把耶稣带到圣殿。
Mary and Joseph brought Jesus to the temple.
圣殿有一位老人家叫西面。
There was an elderly person by the name of Simeon.
在路加福音二章二十九节是这样记载的。
In verse 29 we read,
我的眼睛已经看见你的救恩，就是你在万民面前所预备的，是照亮外邦人的光。
Dear Simeon says, For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all people, a light for revelation to the Gentiles.
神的救恩他看见了。
He saw the salvation of God.
西面看见耶稣就晓得这是神的救恩。
When Simeon saw Jesus, he knew this is the salvation of God.
他说这是在万民面前所预备的。
He said this is prepared in the sight of all people.
并且要照亮外邦人的光。
A light for revelation to the Gentiles.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
西面有这样的看见。
Simeon had this revelation.
然后主耶稣长大，开始他的工作。
And as Jesus grew up, he began his ministry.
他就开始呼召人出来。
He began to call people.
就对那些打鱼的人说，来跟从我，我要叫你们得人如得鱼一样。
He called the fishermen and says, Come, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men.
他说，不是你们拣选我，是我拣选你们， 要你们出去结果子，并且你们所结的果子要长存。
And Jesus said, You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you to bear fruit, and to bear fruit everlasting.
我们每年的差传年会。
Every year we hold a missionary conference.
我们一定会讲到马太福音二十八章。
We very often mention Matthew chapter 28.
四福音结束的时候都讲到大使命。
In fact, all the four Gospels ends with the Great Commission.
马太福音二十四章有这么一句话。
But in Matthew chapter 24, we see,
这天国的福音要传遍天下，对万民做见证，然后末期才来到。
The good news will be preached to the ends of the world, and then the end times will come.
所以主先把这个工作的重要，告诉他的门徒。
So there Jesus mentioned the importance of their work.
要传遍天下，然后末期才来到。
The good news have to be shared to the ends of the world before the end time.
二十八章，主耶稣说天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我，所以你们去使万民做我的门徒。
And in chapter 28 of Matthew, Jesus said, All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations.
马可福音第十六章。
In Mark chapter 16,
耶稣说往普天下去，使万民做我的，向万民传福音。
Jesus said, Go into all the world and preach the good news to all creation.
在路加福音第二十四章。
And in Luke chapter 24,
复活的主帮助他的门徒明白一件事情。
The resurrected Lord helped his disciples to understand this.
请各位看第四十五节。
In verse 45,
复活的主就向他门徒显现。
The resurrected Lord appeared to them.
四十五节就记载，于是耶稣开他们的心窍，使他们能明白圣经。
Then he opened their minds so they could understand the scriptures.
他们还不明白圣经。
They still did not understand the scriptures.
他们的圣经是旧约圣经。
Their scriptures was the Old Testament.
现在主就开他们的心窍，使他们能明白旧约圣经。
Now Jesus opened their minds so that they can understand.
他又对他们说，
He told them,
照经上所写的，基督必受害，第三日从死里复活，并且人要奉他的名传悔改，这个悔改赦罪的道，从耶路撒冷起，直传到万邦。
This is what is written.Christ will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day. Repentance and forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem.
你们是这些事的见证。
You are witnesses of these things.
所以主就帮助他们明白他的心意。
So Jesus helped them to understand his will.
他又对他们说，父怎样差遣我，我现在照样差遣你们。
He also said, As the Father has sent me, so I sent you.
可是这些门徒还是不明白。
But the disciples still did not understand.
他们主要的是留在耶路撒冷，在那里为主做见证。
They emphasized staying in Jerusalem to bear testimony for Christ.
只等到斯提凡的时候。
Until the time of Stephen.
那个时候神帮助斯提凡明白一件事情。
And the Lord helped Stephen to understand this.
这福音要传到地极。
That this good news have to be shared to the ends of the world.
我们看使徒行传第六章和第七章。
When we read chapters 6 and 7 in the Acts,
斯提凡明白我们敬拜主不是靠圣殿敬拜主认识主。
There we understand from Stephen that to worship God, we are not limited to the temple.
你在哪里，用心灵和诚实都可以敬拜主。
You can worship God anywhere as long as you worship in spirit and in truth.
可是在耶路撒冷的那些宗教领袖不能接受这一方面的真理。
But the religious leaders in Jerusalem cannot accept this truth.
他们反对到一个地步就把斯蒂凡打死了。
They rejected this so severely that they indeed stoned Stephen to death.
这些是宗教领袖。
These were religious leaders.
可是他们真的不明白神的救恩要给万邦。
But they did not understand that the salvation of God is for all people.
他们反对到一个地步就把斯蒂凡打死了。
They rejected this so severely that they killed Stephen.
我们可以说第一个寻道者是为了宣教的意向。
We can say that Stephen was the first martyr for the mission.
虽然如此，神的心意并没有被拦阻。
Even though he was killed, the will of God was not limited.
神就拣选保罗。
God chose Paul.
我们看见神就兴起保罗，使福音传开了。
And God used Paul to spread the good news.
从耶路撒冷一直传到罗马。
From Jerusalem all the way to Rome.
把福音传到欧洲。
He brought this gospel to Europe.
我们看保罗也有一些同工。
And we see that Paul had his co-workers.
是，他是全时间传福音的。
Yes, he is a full-time minister.
可是保罗的同工，像路加，是一位医生。
But one of his co-workers, Luke, is a physician.
我们看亚居拉和拜基拉。
What about Aquila and Priscilla?
他们是做生意的人。
They were businessmen.
他们是制作帐篷的。
They make tents.
那么这些代职的人跟保罗同工做同工。
So we call these tent-making missionaries.
这是很美的见证。
This is a beautiful testimony.
在旧约有这种的陪达。
We see these people co-working in the Old Testament.
在新约也有这样的陪达。
We also see these teams in the New Testament.
可是我们发现撒旦一直要拦阻人完成神的美意。
And as we read, we find that Satan very often works very hard to go against the will of God.
虽然神这样呼召我们要完成他的计划。
Even though God calls us to finish His plan,
可是很多的时候，撒旦就拦阻。
Very often, Satan will stop this plan.
当罗马帝国接受基督教为罗马帝国的国教的时候
，When the Roman Empire decided to adopt Christianity as their official religion,
我们发现他们再不逼迫基督徒。
We found that they did not persecute Christians.
许多的人的心就冷淡了。
And because of that, the hearts of many began to cool.
我听说在俄罗斯也有这样的情形。
I hear that similar things are happening in Russia.
过去，在苏联还没有瓦解之前
，before the dissolution of the Soviet Union，
那些礼拜堂都坐得满满。
The churches were filled to capacity.
可是现在很多的时候，这个人没有时间做礼拜了。
But now people cannot find time to go to church.
我不知道将来在中国会不会有同样的情形。
I do not know what will happen to China in the future.
现在我们发现礼拜堂坐得满满。
We find the churches today filled to capacity.
最近我听说慢慢的改变了。
I hear recently that this is slowly changing.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为人人都是向前看。
Because everybody is looking forward to money.
所以就很多的人这个没有时间做礼拜了。
So people cannot find time to worship God.
没有时间看圣经祷告。
They do not have time to pray, to read the scriptures.
那么在罗马帝国大概第四世纪的时候。
In the 4th century AD,
教会就面临同样的考验。
The church faced a similar test.
再没有逼迫。
Persecution stopped.
很多的人心就冷淡了。
The hearts of many began to cool.
那个时候，修道主义就出现了。
Then the monasteries started to flourish.
很多的人自己觉得我不能为主的名受苦。
People thought I cannot suffer now for the name of the Lord.
结果一些基督徒就苦待自己。
So some Christians decided to treat themselves badly.
他们以为这样是比较属灵。
They thought that this will make them more spiritual.
忘记他们的责任不是来苦待自己，而是出去把福音传给万民。
They seem to have confused the fact that they were not called to mutilate themselves, but rather to share the good news.
这是太可惜了。
This is indeed pitiful.
在中世纪的时候，很多虔诚的人关在修道院里面。
In the Middle Ages, so many people who were devout closed themselves up in the monasteries.
忘记大使命。
They've forgotten about the Great Commission.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
我们看巴勒斯丁，看圣地。
When we look at the land, Palestine，
在北部有加勒利海。
In the north, we see the Sea of Galilee.
在南部有死海。
We see the Dead Sea to the south.
你看地理的时候，有一个很重要的属灵的教训。
When you look at this geography, you find an important spiritual truth.
加勒利海不只是有进口，也有出口。
The Sea of Galilee had an inlet, but also an outlet.
所以四面都是很一片绿草啊，有花有树。
So the water is fresh, and surrounding its banks are greenery and flowers.
死海呢，只有进口，没有出口。
The Dead Sea, on the other hand, only have inlets but no outlets.
名副其实，这一个湖叫死湖。
And you can understand why people call it the Dead Sea.
我们基督徒也是如此。
We as Christians are the same way.
如果亚伯拉罕只接受神的祝福，
If Abraham only received the blessing of God,
没有把这个恩典神的祝福分给别人，
but did not share the same blessing with others,
我们是不是就成为死海这样的光景？
Then we will be like the Dead Sea.
后来我们看教会历史的时候，
And as we continue the study of church history,
到主后四百年、五百年、六百年的时候
，in 400, 500, and 600 A.D.,
有很多的大公会议
，there were many great meetings.
这些大公会议来讨论非常重要的神学的问题。
The bishops and the church leaders gathered together to discuss theological questions.
但是他们没有想怎么样把福音传到地极。
But they neglected to talk about spreading the gospel to the ends of the world.
到在第十世纪的时候
，In the 10th century，
我们发现教会就用武力来攻击回教。
The church then began military conquest, the crusades.
要收回圣地。
They wanted to claim back the Holy Land,
特别是耶路撒冷，
especially Jerusalem.
可是用武力来做成神的功，不是神的计划。
But it is not the will of God for us to reclaim the land through our might.
这一件事情就拦阻福音的广传。
Indeed, this very event stopped the spreading of the gospel.
一直到今天也是如此。
Even until today.
如果我们到回教的国家
If you go to Islamic countries
他们 会告诉你十字架是什么记号呢
And when you tell them about the cross This is how they will respond
是苦待回教徒的一个记号
The cross to them signifies the crusades When the Muslim people were treated very badly
他们不觉得是基督的爱的记号
They do not feel this is a symbol of the love of Christ.
他们觉得这个记号是代表基督徒攻击他们的一个记号。
The cross signifies Christian conquest to them.
所以今天基督徒进到回教徒当中是一件很不容易的事情。
So today it's a very difficult thing for Christians to enter and work in Islamic countries.
那么今天我们就看见新约，我们也看见教会历史。
Today we have seen the New Testament and church history.
我们看见这些神所拣选的人。
We have seen these people chosen by God.
只有少数明白神的心意。
Only a small number understood the will of God.
知道神拣选他们是要完成他的美意。
Those who understood that God chose them to accomplish His purpose.
这些人肯把神的事情摆在第一位。
And these people counted the will of God their number one priority.
我不知道今天我们有没有这样的心。
I do not know whether such a heart exists in our midst.
到了改教运动的时候，
When the Reformation came,
我们就发现教会忙着来牧养，来教导。
We saw the church busying in shepherding and teaching.
当然，从一方面来讲，这是非常重要。
Yes, on the one hand, this is very important.
因为整个的天主教在很多方面就离开圣经的真理。
Because the Catholic Church then have strayed away from the teachings of the Word of God.
所以马丁路德、加尔文需要帮助教会回到圣经的真理。
So Martin Luther and Calvin's call was to help the church to return to the truth of God.
但是有一些人还是不明白神的真理。
But still, there were many who did not understand the will of God.
十八世纪的晚年，
at the end of the 18th century,
这个 William Carey 科里有负担向没有福音的地方传福音。
William Carey started to have a burden for those who have not heard the gospel.
可是当时许多的人反对。
But he was met with rejection from many.
有的传道人也反对。
He was met with rejection from many full-time ministers.
他们说神要去救那些外邦人，那些外国人，他用不着你，用不着我来做这件事情。
They responded to his call for missions by saying, if God wanted to save those people, they do not need you or I.
其实这个完全错了。
This is wrong.
神对亚伯兰说，你要出来。
Because God told Abraham, come.
这样我才能祝福你。
Then I can bless you.
这样我的祝福才能够流到别人的身上。
Then my blessings can flow to others.
主耶稣拣选他的门徒。
When Jesus called his disciples,
他说父怎样差遣我，我现在差遣你们。
He said, as the Father has sent me, so I sent you.
如果他的门徒真的不肯动，
If his disciples were unwilling,
如果保罗不肯离开他的地方，
if Paul was unwilling to leave,
不肯到那些危险的地方，
he didn't want to go to those dangerous places,
他见不到神的祝福在他身上，
then he will not experience the blessing of God on his
并且福音不会广传，
and the good news of God will not spread to the ends of the world.
如果那些犹太人，旧约的犹太人只顾自己，
If the Jews of the Old Testament only cared for themselves,
他们真的完全误会神的计划，
Then they have misunderstood the purpose of God.
照样在新约的时候，如果那些基督徒只以为神拣选他们，只爱他们，他们也错了。
And if the Christians in the New Testament times thought that God chose them and only loves them, then they are also mistaken.
我们今天会不会有这一种错误的观念？
Do we have this mistaken thought?
我们看公元这个主前两千年前，
As we see the history of almost 4,000 years,
神在那个时候很明显地告诉亚伯拉罕，
4,000 years ago, God very clearly told Abraham,
我是要祝福你的。
Yes, I will bless you.
可是我的计划不只是赐福给你。
But my plan is not limited to just blessing you.
我盼望全世界因你可以蒙福。
I want the whole world to be blessed through you.
今天神的心意没有改变。
Today the heart of God remains the same.
多少时候是因为我们自己心胸太狭窄。
Very often it's because of our own heart's limitations.
所以神就没有办法把他的恩典送给没有福音的人。
So we have limited the work of God to stop his blessing from going to others.
在抗战的时候，
During the Sino-Japanese War,
我父母在中国传福音。
My parents were sharing the gospel in China.
在七七事变的时候，我们在山东烟台。
And we were actually in the province of Shandong.
在那边，我跟姐姐、弟弟、妹妹在那边读书。
During that time, I was with my sister and my brother. We were attending school.
我父母在河南，传福音。
My parents were in the province of Hunan to share the gospel.
河南。
哦，河南啊
啊，那么。后来因为日本军队就占领开封我父母工作的地方。
And then the Japanese army came close to where my father was working.
他们没有办法工作。
They cannot work.
那段时间非常紧张。
And that was indeed very times of great anxiety.
这个日本军队进开封的时候。
During the time when the army, Japanese army entered the city.
我父母就在这个圣经学校那边。
My parents were in the Bible school.
那个院子很大。
They had a big garden.
有许多许多的这个妇女跟孩子都逃难，就跑到这个圣经学校。
There were many women and children refugees who sought refuge in this garden.
那么我父亲不知道怎么办。
My father didn't know what to do.
那天日军要进开封的时候，
During that day when the Japanese army was about to enter,
我父亲一个人就走到门口。
So my father by himself came to the gate.
就站在那边，
Stood there.
就看见这些日本军人要过来了。
He saw the Japanese army coming towards him.
他把门关起来。
He closed the door.
他就站在街上。
And he stood in the street.
那么他不会讲日语。
He didn't know how to speak Japanese.
所以只好跟他们讲英文。
He could only resort to English.
他说对不起，我不会讲日语。
He said, "Excuse me, I do not speak Japanese."
我只会讲三句话。
I can only say three Japanese phrases.
Ohayo gozaimasu.
早。
这个 arigato gozaimasu.
谢谢。
Sayonara.
再见。
那么这些日军就笑起来了。
And the Japanese army started to laugh.
他们就走了。
And they went on.
里面有一千多人就很平安无事。
There were over 1,000 people in the garden. They were safe.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
可是过一段时间。
But after a period of time.
因为我母亲进城出城的时候她骑自行车。
As my mother was entering and leaving the city, she took a taxi.
这个自行车。
A bicycle.
那个，因为这个日本军人呢，就站在这个城门。
The soldiers were at the gate, the city gate.
那么，不管是中国人、外国人，经过城门的时候，一定要停下来，跟他鞠躬，再走过去。
Didn't matter who were passing in and out of the gate. When they approach the gate, they have to stop, dismount, and bow to the soldiers before they are allowed to go on.
大概我母亲停下来不够快啊，那么这个日军几次用棍子打她。
Perhaps she didn't stop fast enough. Several times she was beaten by the soldiers.
我父亲说不行，我们要离开中国。
So my father said, this is not right. We have to leave China.
没有办法传福音。
There's no way for us to share the gospel.
我要把全家带到美国。
So I'm going to take my whole family to America.
等到抗战结束以后，我们再来。
Until after the war, then we will return.
所以我父亲就来到山东烟台，订了船票，准备把全家带到美国。
So my father came to Shantung and picked us up. We got tickets to get ready to come to America.
这是很自然。
This is natural.
我们每一个基督徒面对危险的时候，会有一样的一个决定。
We as Christians will make the same decision when we are faced with these dangerous situations.
尤其是身为父母的，一定会想到孩子的安全。
Especially as parents, you're concerned about the safety of your children.
所以很自然就决定要把全家带到美国。
So it's natural for them to decide to bring their family to America.
船票都订了。
We actually have tickets.
只要等开船的时候，上船就可以走。
We're just waiting for the boat to set sail.
可是那几个礼拜，我父亲一直祷告。
And during those few weeks of waiting, my father continued to pray.
神就对他说。
And God spoke to him.
你不要离开。
Do not leave.
你就留在这边。
Stay here.
因为我的工作尚未完成。
Because my work is not yet finished.
你关心你的孩子。
You're concerned about your children.
你不必。
You don't have to.
我会负责。
I will be responsible.
神就对我父母说。
So God spoke to my parents.
如果你能够关心我所关心的事情。
If you concern yourself with what I am concerned,
我会关心你们所关心的事情。
Then I will be concerned with what you are concerned with.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
很多的时候我们不是这样子。
Many times we are not like this.
你看旧约，我们看新约。
Whether you look in the Old Testament or the New.
很多的时候我们关心自己的事情。
Very often we are only concerned with what we are concerned with.
神对亚伯兰说。
When God spoke to Abraham.
如果你能够关心我所关心的事情。
If you're concerned with what I am concerned,
我所关心的是万民。
I'm concerned with the whole world.
不只是你一个人。
Not just you personally.
我要祝福你不错。
Yes, I will bless you.
可是我所关心的是万民。
But I'm concerned with the whole world.
你能不能关心我所关心的？
Can you be concerned with the whole world?
若是这样子，你要出来。
If so, then you have to leave.
凭信心顺服我。
You have to obey me in faith.
我想亚伯兰是第一位伟大的宣教士。
I believe that Abraham is the first great missionary.
他真是以神的心为心，以神的事为念。
His heart is the heart of God.
求主帮助我们。
And may the Lord help us.
弟兄姊妹，我今天站在这里。
Brothers and sisters, I can stand before you today.
是一个见证。
This is a testimony.
我父母顺服神。
My parents obeyed God.
我爸爸就把船票退掉了。
So my father returned the tickets.
他把我们留在内地会学校。
He left us with the school of Inland Mission.
然后我父母就到西北去了。
And then he went to the northwest.
到后方，在那里有许多许多难民，就在他们中间传福音，设立教会。
And he worked among the refugees, and he spread the gospel, and he established many churches.
我很感谢主。
I thank the Lord.
过去十二年了。
In the past 12 years,
我很多次回到中国大陆。
Many times I've returned to China.
差不多每一次回去的时候。
Almost every time when I return to China,
我就见到一些基督徒。
I will meet some Christians.
这些基督徒是在那一段时间听福音认识主。
These people turned to Christ during that time when my father stayed.
他们今天仍然持守所信的道。
And even today they held fast to the truth.
你看神的祝福就临到他们了。
And you see the blessing of God came upon them.
神的救恩就临到他们了。
The salvation of God came upon them.
主前两千年前。
2,000 years prior to Christ's birth,
我们看见神的计划。
We see the will of God.
今天我们迈向二千的时候。
Today, as we go towards the year 2,000,
我们是不是像亚伯拉罕一样，以神的心为心？
Are we like Abraham, who has the heart of God?
我们能不能对主说，主啊，求你用我，使万民蒙福。
Can we say to God, use me so that all will be blessed?
我们能不能先关心神的事情，然后看见神关心我们的事情？
Can we first be concerned with God's concern, and then we will see Him taking care of our concerns?
让我们低头祷告。
Let us bow and pray.
天父，我们恳切地祈求你向我们说话。
Heavenly Father, we earnestly ask that you speak to us.
用圣经光照我们的心。
Use your words to shine your light in our hearts.
因为很多的时候我们不明白圣经。
So often we do not understand the scriptures.
主啊，我们想到你复活的时候。
Lord, we think back to when you were resurrected.
你就向门徒显现。
You appeared to the disciples.
并且开了他们的心窍。
And you opened their hearts to understand.
使他们明白这福音是为万民的。
So that they could understand that this good news is for all nations.
赦罪的恩典不只是属于门徒。
That the salvation of sins do not just belong to the disciples.
主啊，是为万民。
It's for all people.
主，今天有千千万万的人还不认识你。
Today, Lord, there are still tens upon thousands of people who still do not know you.
有许多许多中国人不认识主。
Many, many Chinese still do not know you.
有许多非华人不认识主。
Many, many non-Chinese do not know you.
主啊，我们这一群身为基督徒的人，我们的责任是什么？
Lord, we as Christians, show us our responsibilities.
求你帮助我们，带领我们。
Help us and guide us.
我们渴望着领受你的祝福。
We long for your blessing.
可是主啊，我们没有想到你的心意是要这样大的恩典从我们身上流露出去。
But so often we overlook that you bless us so that the blessing can overflow to others.
主啊，我们不愿意做一个死海。
Lord, we do not want to be a dead sea.
求你帮助我们，真是像加利利海一样。
Help us to be rather like the Sea of Galilee.
使四周的人可以领受主的恩典。
So that those who are around us can receive the blessing of God.
求主你在我们身上做工。
Lord, work in us.
帮助我们。
Help us.
求你听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In the name of our Lord, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.